You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. Today we got two guests.
We've got Nick Callis is here.
Yo.
And returning, we got bam, 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 bam. Fucking Nate McIntosh.
This is the thousandth time I've been here. Yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Can't get rid of this fucking guy.
I'm going to be honest, I thought it was your podcast.
He's fucking always on there. Might as well.
Thank you guys for having me, though. You know, Nick, it's great to be on here with you. First time, we're going to talk about dicks.
Thanks for having me.
And it's going to be fun.
Our topic is not dicks, but I'm sure it'll go there. But before we do that, I want to talk about top-notch cinema again. It's our friend Greg, and he has a partner, James. It's his business. He is amazing. They are a video production company that focuses on creating videos for businesses. Top-notch cinema creates videos that help pitch ideas on Kickstarter. Top-notch cinema creates online commercials that give businesses more exposure. They are the solution to help grow your business. And you can contact Greg. It's greg@topnotchcinema.com. The last two times I said it's top-notch cinemas, but that wasn't true. Take out the S. It's topnotchcinema.com.
With a Z? So, cinemas with a Z.
No Z, no S, just cinema.com.
Kate, you read a lot of that like it was a real chore. You didn't put a lot of passion into that. Top-notch cinemas is a...
Can you talk... You know Greg, and you know his work. Can you give a little shout out?
Hey, Greg's a beautiful man. Greg's a beautiful man who has a he uses his camera.
Man.
Yeah, he uses his camera perfectly. I mean, his legs are gorgeous, and his eyesight is just.
I'm almost certain you didn't see his legs.
I looked down.
I've never seen that.
I think he wore shorts.
He did. No, he didn't.
I've never seen his ankles.
No, he did not wear shorts.
Legs.
He had legs, but he has legs that are so sturdy he can hold a camera while also directing you in a good way. If you have any sort of video to shoot, I mean, Greg's a beautiful man to get hold of. His partner James, they're all great. Top notch cinema. Check it out.
Yep, very talented. Joe loves him. Sorry that I read it so monotone.
I am a robot. My name is Kate. Check out this. Like, if you heard a commercial that was like McDonald's. Brand new Big Mac, $2.50. You wouldn't go run out and get that. You know what I mean?
Yes, I apologize.
Hey, don't apologize to me. Apologize to James.
I'm sorry, and Greg and James. I apologize. Okay.
Anyway, today's topic is...
Today's topic is it better to be single or in a relationship, or is the grass just always greener? But wait, before we get into that, I just want to talk about the beach real quick.
The fucking beach.
How do you feel about the beach?
I hate the fucking beach.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, fuck that beach.
I love the beach.
I like South Beach. I like South Beach. I don't like any New York beach.
Just beaches in general. Fuck the beach, man. You get sand in your goddamn junk.
And you're just sweating. You're laying.
Seagulls.
You guys are using it wrong.
No.
How do you
fucking go? You enjoy yourself in the sun. You run around. You swim in the water.
Dude, I burn everywhere. Yeah. I cannot. The beach and me are just not friends. That's all it is.
The beach doesn't suck.
Let the viewers know that Nate
Mack
is shockingly Caucasian.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Aggressively white.
Right. He's see-through, basically. The sun will beat the shit out of him wherever he goes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The sun.
Sunburn indoors.
Ireland. Overcast. Sun's kicking my fucking ass that day.
Yeah, this is fucking murder.
And also, I can't swim that well. So me and the beach, yes, we're not friends. That's why I hate it.
Not a big fan. We were going to go to the beach for 4th of July, a bunch of us, our friends. And
Nate
we decided
said fucking no.
We both
Kate
did.
Said no first. For don't yeah.
Yes, we can put this on me. Totally.
Kate, first of all, when I met up with her, she was like, I don't know about the beach, and then I did chirp.
And then both of us just like roasted the beach.
Wait, so everyone's going to accept you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck that mm-hmm. beach, yo.
That's terrible. Because like I hate the fucking beach, but if everyone was going, I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Let me ask you this though. Yeah, if everybody was going to the beach that you knew, but you had to get a shuttle to get there and a shuttle to get back, would you still be in?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
Where's this fucking beach that
I'll
you can't drive?
The moon, dude.
The idea of going
to a ship.
It's a moon beach.
The idea of going to the beach, super fun. But if you were to text me tomorrow and be like, do you want to go to the beach? I'd be like, no.
Exactly.
There's no way.
Especially if you have to take a shuttle from the middle of Brooklyn.
Rockaway. The Rockaway beach in Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Jay-Z's beach.
Okay. I know you're talking. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, it's a cool beach.
It's one of the nicer beaches in
Yeah, but if you drive there, if you got to fucking hike there like a goddamn hobo.
That's just don't like doing. That's just doing stuff.
That's the thing. You got right?
Doing shit sucks.
The older you get, you're like, come on, do I got to do this thing?
I would love to teleport to the beach and be at the beach.
If we could go to the beach right now.
No, but Nathan, I don't think you and I still would want to.
If I could just teleport to the beach, oh, I'd fucking leave. Teleport
then,
to the beach
and then
teleport away.
Yes.
But if I got to teleport there and get a shuttle back, I'm not fucking going to that beach.
I don't like the beach because I get to the beach and like I'm leaving with sunburn. I got sand all over my dick.
Right.
And now you feel like sticky and shit.
Totally.
Because of the water.
Yep.
And then like you have like one sandwich, you got to take a shit. There's no fucking
so saying too
anything
about
around.
The like you're in the sand all day, then you go to wash off, like you know what I mean? You get sand on your feet, to see you go to kick it off in the goddamn water, but then you got to walk back through. So then you don't want to put your shoes on. No, so then you're just walking on hot rocks to your fucking car.
Yeah. And then you got to drive home with your asshole and junk just stinging.
And tired. So tired because of the sun.
Yeah,
tired,
drained
dick.
Dehydrated.
Your goddamn balls are covered in sand.
Yeah.
That I can't relate
Seagulls are pecking at the windows as you're driving home.
I can't. Sorry, and you gotta fucking bring like this big ass cooler with all your shit in it.
The beach is the mall outdoors.
I like malls.
Mm-mm.
But you can't buy it. What are you going to buy at the beach?
All right, let me explain later. So when I was in like seventh grade, we would want to go to the mall and then in the summer go to the beach to like meet girls and shit.
I get you.
It's the worst people there. Mm-hmm. It's not like a nightclub of just hot women walking
Nightclubs
around.
Are garbage too. If we want to get super serious.
It's fat people. It's gross to look at people.
So fat people are the problem.
I mean, no.
It's the beach. If the beach didn't have fat people, we'd go. Shuttle and all. No teleport.
If you're fat, that's okay. That's good for you, whatever. But
hey, man, you can speak your mind here. This podcast.
But I don't want to be around you while you're existing.
Get your tubby.
That's horrible.
Get your tubby. You're trying to clean that up
and
made
it work.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
You're allowed to be fat, but I mean, in my eyes, you should be shot right in the street.
You can be fat, but I just don't want to stand anywhere near you.
What's your thing against people who are overweight?
No, just you're gross to look at.
Jeez, Nick.
What weight are we talking about here? How big? How small?
I'm not talking about them in a moral sense. I'm sure that they all like love each other and have good values.
No. Let's get super serious.
Who the fuck was talking about their morals?
No, their moral sense is look. We can all agree that fat people are rapists.
I fucked up already.
Every single one of them. Every fat person is a rapist. Let's get serious here, okay? They got no goddamn
you're
morals.
Raping my eyes.
These fucking big people. You know what I mean? But what's big? What are you talking like 400? You talking? What are you talking?
Just like if I close my eyes and I can you're breathing, I can hear it, and I know you're fat.
you're
so fat that I don't even need my eyes to know.
Nick,
you're
that's
fat.
So shallow.
Yeah,
no,
you're a super beach guy. I'm not talking about you in a
moral sense.
That sentence there is like, I love the beach. Get off
my fucking beach.
It's
strictly an objective and visual observation. Like it to me, if I were to go, every fat person is a terrible person. That's one thing. But for me to go, every fat person looks good is lying. That's crazy. It's okay to say that fat people are gross looking.
It just sounds like you're very stuck on appearance in the physical world.
Ugh,
you
got to
go
guts.
Within, Nick. You got to go within.
Yeah, Kate's going into the trees now.
I'm sure they're,
here we are with the woodland creatures.
He's allowed to not find them attractive.
Right.
No, that's fine. I'm allowed to call him shallow.
It's not shallow.
That's a door.
The way he
that's
talked about it.
We can at least say this.
He didn't say that.
He's in a fucking environment where he's like, it's a joking environment. I'm sure he's not
this
gonna
is
fucking.
This is not a joke, Joe. We can at least say that Nick's hatred of fat people came way out of left field.
Oh, we were talking about us.
You know what?
Me and Nate are over here going.
We can at least say that it came. We're like, oh, the beach sucks because of the sand. And the fat, tubby, large shit that are rolling up and down the beach. I mean, it literally, there was a full fucking left turn.
At this point, you guys want me to feel that way, so I just got to keep digging. I just got to go, they're gross.
I
like,
could care less what you, I'm just saying it did come from nowhere.
I will make the point, though, that shallow would be for me to have some type of judgment on their character, something that they could control. But to just observe somebody and say,
well, what do you care if you're at the beach, you're chilling, what do you care about?
I don't care, but when I go to the beach, I would like there to be like just a small.
Then you need to go to South Beach. You need to go to like Miami.
Because
but you don't think there's some
clean.
Fat people walking around South Beach? Get the fuck out of here.
It's not like he's going to ruin my day.
No, of
there's
course.
Even
everywhere.
Muscle Beach, there's people rolling
all
down
know,
the goddamn boardwalk.
I went to South Beach like 10 years ago in college, and I just remember though walking and just tanned
abs, tits.
Yeah,
abs.
The guys were all
fat asses.
There was like, the fat percentage. Not
everyone's got a thong on.
I just mean like the body fat.
I love that.
People.
Are you talking about the men?
No.
No, the men don't have thongs. Just
I'm
women.
Sure there are.
No,
some
the
old
men
dudes
had thongs.
Thongs.
Oh yeah.
But I'm just saying I just now remember walking Kate. Around. I walked around and I was just like, wow, like I felt horrible about,
that's about yourself.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I say I like South Beach is because it's like cleaner and the water's like nice. It's not like you go to fucking Rockaway and you got to like psych yourself up to,
they're
get
like
frozen.
Heroin needles in the sand.
Also,
yeah, people shitting in the water at Jones Beach.
The water at South Beach is a lot less tubby. We could say that too. I mean, it doesn't have these fat fucking SeaWorld beasts just floating around out there, right?
That's
right?
Ridiculous.
Filling up the goddamn ocean with their cellulite.
Right, Nick?
And their big feet. And their fucking diabetes. Get the fuck out of the ocean.
The diabetes.
Or go farther in, you fucking whale.
Oh, my
right?
God.
Is that what we're talking about, right?
That's not what I'm talking about.
Are you
about.
Happy, Nick? Are you happy now?
No, I feel like I made a mistake. The whole last couple minutes, I've been like, how do I apologize?
If we want to go, though.
But they know I was kidding.
If you want
to
go,
Twitter?
Though,
tell
I don't want to be, I don't
where can
be
they
accountable
send hate
for
tweets
it,
to you?
So I can't really say.
No, in his defense, he's... He's just saying he doesn't find them attractive.
That's all I was saying. There was some. Also, I didn't know if I was supposed to like have an opinion. So I was like, ah, fat people. Like, I don't fucking feel that way. I don't give a shit.
Oh, so this has all been a ruse. We've all been hurt. Yeah. What the fuck has happened? All I know is if we want to judge our characters, every fat person on the planet has bad credit, and that's a fact. That is a straight fact. You can look that up.
Google it. So let's talk. Have you guys ever been to like? Well, I guess South Beach has tits out. Have you guys ever been to like full nude beaches?
No.
Once.
Yes.
As a child, I walked through with my father.
Cool.
That's a weird.
What'd you
it
see?
It was weird.
What'd you
I,
see?
Experience. I saw. Here's another thing. A lot of people at nude beaches. It's not supermodels. It's gross people who are
these
like.
Fat, we're allowed to do this. Grease bags that won't get out of my fucking vision.
Hear what I'm assuming that there's a ton of like older people.
It is
men. It's a lot of men,
and that is bad.
That's totally true.
Are you out of your fucking mind? So now, okay. So we've come down.
Get him, Nate.
We've come down on big people. Now we're coming down on the elderly.
Yes, I'm not gonna back down from that. Older people who are naked.
Do you know how hard it is?
Visually gross.
Do you know how hard it is for an old man to kick his goddamn balls through the hot sand? You know, as
should have just
droopy 75. What, just stay home and die? Let him get out there. Maybe he loves the ocean. Maybe he wants to die where his friends died.
Why don't you go
in the
down
fucking
to a
sea.
Park, play some fucking checkers with your buddy, and that's it.
He can totally do that.
Public.
Can
what I
about
step
naked?
In?
He's gross the whole
no.
time, though. No,
listen, I'm going to do my whole hippie thing.
Yeah.
It's just your physical vessel, guys. Who gives a shit?
That's disgusting.
Let them go. Have, like, I don't care. Just
Kate,
go and chill on the beach.
Kate,
be naked if you want
to
be naked.
You don't have to be super liberal.
Yeah,
if an old dude
it.
Came in here, dick out, you're like, sir,
here?
Jesus.
Yes, but if I go to, I've been to a nude beach a couple times, and yes, there were a lot of like older, not, you know,
Kate,
in shape people.
You're
I don't
allowed
care.
To go, that doesn't look good to me. You're allowed
right.
to do that. That's not against the law.
I will tell you this,
but
I wouldn't
people,
do that.
I
would just, say, what were the 70s like? That's what I would ask. Balls out, I'd say, how much coke did you do? These are questions.
When was the last time you shaved that thing, sir? I want to know.
Just doesn't offend me. I just don't care. I just don't,
it
if I don't want to look at it.
It's just not attractive to me.
If I don't want to look at it, I just don't look at it.
Well, is it the,
but right, you're allowed like, to go, that's gross. All
right,
that's
if this was
enough.
A conversation about like food, right? We're just talking about food, and then someone was like, oh, I love sauerkraut. And you were like, ugh, I hate sauerkraut. It would be okay for you to have that reaction.
Sauerkraut's a little different than...
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's just an objective thing you can't control. It's not your flavor. You can go, that's disgusting
okay,
to me.
Kate.
That would be your
it's
initial
okay.
reaction if we were talking about food and somebody said
don't get all therapist
like.
On me.
It's okay. You don't have to be so fucking PC. You could say, I don't find that attractive. That is gross.
No, that's fine.
That's what we're saying.
No. But the way before, the way Nick brought it up, it wasn't just like, oh, it's not my flavor.
Because right. he's fucking around. He's not like a fucking mean person, I'm sure.
You know,
I know Nick's not a mean
no,
person.
No, it's my mistake. I thought this was a place for comedy, so I...
That's what I mean. It
I
is.
Was, I was guns
yeah,
blazing.
Also,
I didn't know.
But no. But then. But Nate was fucking with you with his reaction. Nate doesn't really.
Yeah,
care.
I know Nate was fucking with you. This. I was being irreverent. I wanted to make you guys laugh. I was trying to impress you. And
it
I fucked
funny.
Up.
Oh,
fucked
that's
up.
So cute.
I was trying
it
to
was
be cool.
Funny. It was.
I was trying to be cool.
Let's get. Okay,
it was
moving
wrong.
On.
It was
single
wrong.
Relationship.
What happened to the beach? We're done with the beach.
We're done with the beach.
All
we spent 15 minutes on the beach.
Okay.
Fucking beach.
I'm burnt.
So let's
anyway.
Say, so right now...
We get some tweets about this one, let me tell you.
Fat people are allowed to be old if they want to die. Those kind of things.
No one's going to sway my opinion of finding old people naked, like, attractive.
All of them, dude. There's some good old... What if you saw, like, Robert Redford naked?
That would be awesome.
You don't know who that is?
Who's Robert
Redford?
Wow.
Ignorant
That's
fucking
finding
prick.
Robert Redford attractive.
He's 22. That's How's not finding he supposed an old to know
hey,
who
hey,
Robert
hey.
Redford is?
You're fucking over there. I didn't know you had a goddamn microphone. It's horrifying.
Who the fuck is Robert Redford?
Who gives... he'll tweet at you. He actually won't. He's
the
probably
oldest person who I will find attractive is naked is Jennifer Aniston. That's as far as I'll go.
Jennifer Aniston?
That's again, as like far you're as finding Jennifer Aniston attractive. You know what I mean? Like, that's about you finding Jennifer Aniston
right.
attractive.
But she's older.
How old is Jennifer Aniston?
But you're
like
not 48,
45?
Probably, yeah.
No way.
You're not
she's
finding
like
attractive naked. You're finding an attractive person who happens. You're not finding older attractive. You're finding attractive happening
old.
To be older.
Well, right. You can't just all old people are attractive or all old people are not attractive.
Oh my God, I'm stereotyping. I'm assuming all old people look gross.
I'm just. Okay.
And that's
but that's
fine.
What I'm saying. Robert Redford, those are goddamn abs of steel, and yeah, his balls are a little low.
Who the fuck is that?
You gotta stop asking that question. I cannot bring up a fucking map of Robert Redford's body. He's an actor. He's an actor.
What was he in?
He's more of a director now.
What was he
yes,
in?
he's older now. What he can't, he can't yeah. stand by. He's got to sit in the chair and look. He was in fucking Robert Redford's career. He's a goddamn actor.
Name one movie if you fucking love him.
I don't love him. I just said if you saw him.
He was in a... you see Captain America Winter Soldier?
Yes.
All right. He was like the head honcho guy that Nick Fury had to report to.
Yeah.
Oh, not a fan, man. I mean, I'm sure he's a, you know.
Naked, though. Picture him naked.
That's exactly what I'm doing, and it's bad.
Okay. Well, then I tried.
Yeah, you tried.
I tried, Redford. He's listening, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
He's offended. He's going to tweet me.
Let's get off the beach.
Okay.
Single versus
so,
in a relationship.
Nick and I are single.
Right.
Y'all, ready to mingle.
Y'all two are in relationships.
Ready to... there's no fucking rhyme for that one.
In a... What?
No, but Nick...
yeah, single, ready to mingle.
Listen, in a relationship. To be...
Get bacon?
What about
yes.
in a relationship?
Get bacon, yes.
Together. Ready to date.
Getting
shit.
Bacon. Yeah. Getting Ooh, bacon.
Oh, I like that. Say
what,
that
what,
again.
What? Say it again.
In a relationship, ready to date and shit.
Like
that's not
it?
Bad. Yeah, that's actually pretty
that's
good.
That's a multi-syllabic
Actually, no. Wait
rhyme.
A minute.
That
no,
makes
because
no
we're
fucking sense.
Yeah, you mean cheating? We're gonna cheat on these people
with that person, motherfucker.
Go on dates. And shit?
Once we really, I can't. I don't think I can run that by my girlfriend.
Taken.
Ready to date and shit.
Taken. Ready to eat
bacon.
Bacon
together. Eating bacon together.
Anyway,
so
what's your question?
Well, the other day I was talking to Nick, and I liked what he said about. You know, when you're, it's like single versus not single, where you were saying, even when you're in a relationship, it's not like you've suddenly meshed with the person. You're still like a single.
Yeah.
What would you say? Single entity.
Amoeba.
I don't know what that, what are you
right,
talking
you're
about?
Just two people that agree.
I'll let him explain it.
It's just two people, like when you're in a relationship. All right. So like the way that we talk about it is single versus like not single or in a relationship, right? But you're always single. Even when you're with another person, it's just two people that agreed on a thing. It's not like
they
when
call
you...
that a relationship,
right? But no, there's like a culture around like I'm about like being in a relationship is now like you're a different you. It's like a different thing. There's a different psychology behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you let it, there's some people who change.
I think most people are because when we say single, we say I'm single, which is defining yourself in terms of a relationship. It's defining yourself
right.
in relation to the option of being with somebody else,
right?
Rather than like no, we're all it's just, I'm a person, and then sometimes I'm fucking another person.
Yeah.
And that, like,
I just
even
like I like the way he put it when he said it. I was like,
it kind of
totally.
Sounds like he just recently went through a pretty bad breakup.
No, I've been single for a while, a long time, like 3 years.
Okay, well, there's the other side. Yeah, there's the other side. You know,
I mean, no, but I've like I've
I
been
thought there
was
gonna be more to that.
No, it fell down. It really fell down. I thought about Robert Redford for a second, and everything just
I
went
can't.
Blurry. Why? How you've just chosen to be single for 3 years?
No, nobody chooses to be single.
What do you
no,
mean?
Because it's not single is a consequence of your dysfunction. It's not. If
really, I don't think so.
Are there two Kates here right now?
I don't. Yep.
How? What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't.
Let's explain this.
I don't agree with that though.
If you,
I'd like to know what it means, and then we can choose agreeing or not agreeing. Calm down. I'm
no. What means?
You're only single because you're fucked up.
Fuck up, Kate. Kate, Nick. Seriously, what do you? What do you mean?
Well. Every single person in the world can come up with some dream person, and if they were to find that person and that person exists and that person wanted to be with them, they would be with that person. So you're never single because you're choosing to be. You're single because it
you have to be because you're settling.
You think right now you're choosing to be single because you're why?
I'm not choosing to be single. I'm single because fucking
he hasn't met someone he wants to be with yet.
Yeah, or because
but I wouldn't say your own dysfunction.
Yeah, exactly. That's the part that's
say
like,
that like well, okay. I'm single because I'm fucked. Like there's something wrong.
But I mean, if you go case by case, so if my
what
choice,
you're looking
like
for,
if I could,
right?
Great song.
If I could be in a relationship with say Keira Knightley, right? In terms
that's
of my ability to be with Keira Knightley. I'm dysfunctional.
Well,
I'm
yo, this is like psychopathic serial killer shit.
Yeah, but
like I have to be single because J-Lo won't return my calls. You know what I mean? Like you're still a human being on the earth. There's
a
lot of people.
That's a top shelf example, but
well,
like,
so's Keira fucking Knightley.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm using a top shelf.
That's what I'm saying. But you're saying you're single because Keira Knightley says no or doesn't know who you are.
And then also every like variation of that going down the line.
So it's Keira Knightley or nobody.
No.
But that
she
type.
Is the mold.
Yes.
So everybody has like some ideal person that they'd like to be with, right? And if you're not with that person, it's because for whatever reason you aren't capable of being.
That's no. It's not because you're not capable. Sometimes there are points in your life where being single, you can, like right now, I'm single and I feel like I'm dealing with myself, and I am like I'm.
Yeah,
I know this,
but
is,
because but, you're already single, you didn't leave somebody to go. I need to. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, yes and no. I think right now I do need to be alone because I think when you're in a relationship, we were just talking
but
about this.
But tomorrow some fucking extraordinary guy could come in and you'd be like, fuck myself. And then you run off with that guy.
I'm sure. But I don't think I'm single because right now, what'd you say? Dysfunction?
You're
because
fucked. You're broken. Your head's broken.
I think
you're
can now, be a strong word.
The way that I look at it, like I was single for fucking like 17 years. I'm 23. But I feel like there was a bunch of people like even like stupid examples, but like in high school and like whatever, people just jump into relationships, blah blah blah. I wasn't doing that because I was like, I know I don't actually like this person.
You weren't settling, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I don't actually standards. Like this person. So I was like, why am I like whatever, we'll make out, maybe we'll have sex, that's cool. But I'm not gonna like date you. Like,
sure, that's
I
what
that.
I do now.
But
it's
like
only
when you find someone, right. Like whatever, you're not looking.
But Joe wasn't single at that time because he was dysfunctional or fucked. He just had high standards, and he was getting a lot out of being single.
Dysfunctional is a strong word, but in terms of like your possibilities, like you would be, if the function is being in a relationship, you would be dysfunctional in terms of your ability to be with whoever you want. Like something that
I don't know.
I
disagree.
This is like a very science way of looking at.
Yeah,
it's very science.
So much vocabulary.
It's also just like a very medical way of looking at like, you know, two people just liking each other, walking the earth. Or you don't find anybody you want to talk to right now and you don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like you just like kind of just wait for someone to be like, all right, kind of like this one. Fuck it. Let's try this.
Or you don't. You're still fine. Sure. I mean, both are garbage.
I've never like blamed myself for being single. Like I'm single because I did something.
Yeah, no.
Like I've never felt like that. I've always felt like, well, like I don't think she's good enough. Like not her. Like, all right, maybe you. And yeah,
there's a 2-year stretch where I blame myself for being single. I just walked through the woods, hoping to find a deer,
really nice.
I collected sticks, and then one day I made a fire, and the smoke attracted.
I remember that you told me.
Thank you. And my now girlfriend. And then I decided, well, it's time to fucking get these goddamn deer hide off and put some pants back on.
And they made love right there in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
You could hear it.
I forget the song. Do you remember?
It was Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Tonight! And it was just pounding on the. But there was smoldering ash everywhere.
And drums.
Nathan, how do you feel about being in a relationship?
They're all.
Do you think
it
solves any problems rather than being single?
No. What problem would that be?
Well, it's nice to have the support, right? When you're in a relationship with someone who really loves and supports. Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. You can't tell me what's good about being in a relationship.
Well, I like when you're in a relationship and in a good functional one. It's nice to have someone support.
Look,
of course,
being single sucks. Being in a relationship sucks. You just deal with whichever one you're in, and you walk the earth.
Hard regardless. I mean,
yeah,
life is inherently not good.
Right, life's a rough
so
fucking.
Negative.
There's so many fat people in your way that life is just a rough fucking path of weird beaches
sometimes
and dirty
you do
fat
a podcast,
people.
You're like, I'm gonna come off smart on that one, not this one. This is not gonna be
I'm just fucking with you. But being in a relationship, okay, cool. Yeah, what can you say? You can go, oh yeah, it's so great that like I can call a person and they know who I am, and then blah. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, cool. It's nice to wake up with a person. You know, I'll tell you one thing it's good with is I like waking up knowing a human being. That part's cool instead of just waking up with these random fucking fuck bags. You know what I mean? These random grease bags. Do you know
you
what
mean
saying?
Like one night stands? Is that what you're calling them?
One night stands or okay. Men of the night? Who knows? You know, it's a lot of, you know what I'm talking about? Quads?
Quads.
Joe. but you know what I mean? You wake up with a person and it's a good time. You know a thing. That part is very cool. But then there's the whole, you know, there's goddamn FOMO everywhere. You know what I mean? If you're in a goddamn relationship, you're like, wouldn't it be cool to be in one? You're in one. You're like, wouldn't it be cool to get out and get my fucking dick wet somewhere
else?
That's
the human condition.
Yes. Yeah. The whole thing fucking sucks. You just try to find some fun with whatever situation you're in.
Yes. Agreed.
Try not to get hit in the head with a rock and enjoy the time.
How do you feel, Joe? You're in a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like, it's nice to have the support.
The
blah,
support,
blah, blah,
because, like, I know. Like a soccer coach over here.
Yeah, you could take... Like me, I could take care of myself. Like, I don't necessarily feel like I need someone else for me to go on.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like that.
I don't mean like that, but if you're having a rough day, isn't it nice to have Sammy there to, like...
No, because I've learned to deal with that on my own, and, like, if she wants to help, that's great, and, like, that's cool. And, like, that feels nice, but it's, like, that's not a necessity, nor is it something that I'm, like, really appreciative. Like, I actually am appreciative.
Well, then what's the benefit of being in a relationship besides sex?
I just enjoy, like, I don't know, you just kind of enjoy having that feeling with someone else. Like, I actually care about you, you actually care about me.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's literally right.
It's cool
the
getting to know somebody, too.
What?
It's cool
that's
getting to know somebody.
That's almost, like, diametrically opposed to what you just said.
Can you stop with this fucking science talk, Nick?
No,
we're trying
science.
To have fucking time here, okay? This goddamn bullshit.
Fine, you don't fucking.
No, but I'm saying.
I'm changing sides.
It's nice.
Talk like MTV.
What I mean is.
MTV!
Getting chicks and sticking boners out.
I'm with
awesome.
You, buddy. Young Thug Migos. I'm in it now.
Young Thug and Migos. What I meant was, like, it's nice to have that.
You're so old.
I'm in it. What I was saying is, like, it's nice to have that, and I will choose to have that over, like, rather than not having it. But if I didn't have it, I would still be okay.
Well, it's
because
you're
that.
A man.
You seemed really okay when you were single. You were pretty
stable.
Yeah,
I wasn't fucking searching for,
no, good.
You know,
for love.
Yeah, that's what I mean, though. Like, you could do both. Obviously, one... You know, there's perks that come with it, but they are perks.
Right.
They're not, they're like bonuses.
But a lot of people's relationships, and I'm talking about people who've been married for like years, they say it's awful. A lot of people are in relationships that they just feel dead in. So that's obviously a whole other thing.
Yeah, I mean,
that's another time and
no,
another
you,
day.
I think if you talk to a lot of married men, they're like, oh man, I've been fucking the same chick for like 10 years. You know, a lot of dudes.
Well, because they don't like her. It's not because
Exactly.
Nobody's
yeah.
like, look, I love you so much, but our sex isn't that good, so we're divorcing.
If you were married.
It's got to be men. I mean, women say that too.
If you were married for like 10 years and you had kids with a person, but you were not feeling very in love, you weren't very attracted to that person, do you think you would stay in it or do you think you'd leave?
I think I'd have the conversation.
Yeah.
And be like, how do you feel about it? Am I crazy?
I haven't been hard in 7 years. I'm going to leave. This fucking sucks. Blood never goes near my dick. What's going on back there?
Can I just say one thing?
Of course you can, Andy.
Women are more likely to cheat in marriages than men are.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a statistic?
That's an actual statistic.
Is
that
really?
Women are like 47% more likely to cheat than men are.
Where did you get that?
I read it in like fucking Salon or one of those websites.
BuzzFeed quiz.
BuzzFeed quiz. MTV 2?
Well, all those statistics of likely are really weird because you can only say, like, statistically what has occurred so far. So you could say, wouldn't it be something more along the lines of, like, women have cheated 47% more than men have? Because how can you predict?
Yeah,
like what if next year, like, every fucking dude just bangs some chick?
Yeah, it's like
in a marriage.
It's kind of like this is that's what true. Has happened, not like,
right.
This could happen. This is more likely to happen.
Because that's where, like, generalizing and then, like, stereotypes get, like, troublesome is because you try to make a prediction and then a bunch of good people are standing around going, like, that's not what I was going to do at all.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But, okay, how about another scenario?
I think if you get married, though, cheat. Why not? Both of you. Who cares? just don't talk to each other.
That's a good
about it. About it. Like, you can tell, you know what I mean? But you're going to, what if you get married when you're like 23, 24? You're going to stay together for 7 years
no,
and not see
I
another
disagree.
Person?
Well, we've had this talk. I think if you're going to cheat or you want to cheat, first of all, if you both, agree to an open relationship where you don't tell each other about
it.
No,
see, that part's
bad. It's all about honesty.
What's,
no,
why? Stop with the honesty. Just, two people fucking other people, not telling each other about it. What's the problem? Everybody wins. Nobody knows.
So long as you're okay with not revealing it, that shit would eat me up. If you're a sociopathic like that, then
I'm saying you get to an age where you're like, God damn it, we've been doing this for 35 years. You know, we've really killed it.
But both of you have to agree on that. If you're in a relationship,
is that back to honesty?
Yes.
I just said get rid of that fucking
shit. You can't. Joe, how do you feel?
I mean, there's people who, you know, do that. They know, they make it work. They're kind of just like, but they do kind of agree, like, yeah, let's just fucking, just whatever. It's fine. And then they just,
I mean,
do
how
it.
Long do you have to go? How long do you have to punish yourself by fucking the
like,
same
I'm sure
person?
People who are married to
but
athletes
that should be an agreement.
Assume that their husband's cheating on them. And
or like rock stars.
What is it, a contract? Yeah. Right.
Like,
what are you talking about? Like a written
yeah,
piece of
yeah, you're in
paper?
A relationship. It is about honesty and intimacy. And if both of you want to have sex with other people, or if just one of you does, and that's okay with both. Well, but if it's not, why lie? Why drag someone into your shit with like... Let them live in the reality of the situation and let them make a choice if they want that or not.
See, this right here is when relationships become very unfun. You know, like
maybe for you,
a relationship's a good time when you play by your rules. You do what you want to do.
So you would cheat on Liz?
If we're married for 35 years, sure. What are we doing here?
She wouldn't be okay with that.
That's not up to her because she's not going to know. Do you understand what I'm saying here?
I
you don't
hear you,
tell
but
the
I
other
think
person.
It's awful.
That's fine. You're not my dick.
Very true.
Oh, man.
Wait.
You just can't she's be not- understanding. Like... All right, this is what I'm trying to say. Your Kate's opinion is very like, well, everyone is a person and you shouldn't consider how they feel and how they think. And that's exactly how to behave. Anything else is morally reprehensible, but that's not fun or interesting to, you know what I mean? Like to be like,
it's not.
Like, what? Are you kidding?
I came in today in a very
understanding
mood. So you're
not fun either
mood,
then.
So
I'd
nothing
be like,
was
okay,
weird to
yeah,
me.
That makes sense though. It does. And that totally makes sense to me, honestly. I wouldn't because I just
I make sense to you?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, fuck. And I'm like an old crooked man over here.
Listen.
Yes.
I don't feel the same way.
Young Thug is a fucking old reference. Suck my dick. That man just put out a goddamn album.
I know exactly who they are. A great new reference. It just sounds old coming from you.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
Ugh. Go ahead.
No, but I'm
you're younger than him?
You are.
And you're fucking
by
sitting over here
ear.
Sciencing about relationships. I just think that one day when two planets come together and then they don't really want to be a pair anymore, that they're fucking blah, blah, blah. Go ahead. What happened?
Awful impression.
What the fuck were we talking about? I didn't even fucking know what I was. Oh, I
thought he was much older than he is.
Listen, so did I.
I didn't know that it was fucking 22 and he's given up on fucking relationships already. He's already decided to be an old ship captain and just float through the Atlantic Ocean alone.
No, I'm not. I feel the same way you do, but I'm talking in terms of like... You know, life.
I understand what Nate was saying before. I don't necessarily feel like that's my shit, but I can understand how people feel that way. They're like,
I'm also saying 35 years. I'm not saying today. I'm saying you're together for 35 years. You're 60. You gave 30 years of full-on thank you solidarity.
But why can't you be honest with that person and be like, hey.
Stop it, teacher. Stop it. Stop it, teacher.
Sorry for being a good person.
You're not a good person.
Being honest and taking into account someone else's feelings that you're in an intimate relationship with.
Kate.
If I don't listen,
if I go into your wallet right now and you don't know that I went into your wallet and I take a fucking a gum drop or whatever the fuck you got in your goddamn wallet.
Okay.
Wow, you are old.
What the fucking gum drop?
Kate's old. That's the reference. It's her purse.
He was making fun of me.
It's her purse. So say you got a gum drop or a fucking a cane or whatever you got.
A cane.
We're both cripplingly old to 22 and 23. This man, though, especially, I can't believe the. Anyway,
he's been pulling the wool over eyes.
Yeah, I'm ready to live at the top of a lighthouse and die alone, counting the seagulls outside.
Not representative of what I said.
But Kate, say that I go into your purse, right, and I take something, okay?
Yeah,
and you don't know
a gumdrop or like $100 bill.
$100 bill, you're going to know.
Where the fuck are you shopping that gumdrops and $100 bills are the currency?
Oh, I just wanted to know if that mattered in this situation.
Kate, $100 bill, you're going to know.
Something that I won't know about.
Kate,
got
yes.
it.
Kate, something you're not going to know about. That's the operative term.
Like a chapstick that I don't use.
There you go.
Right.
Chapstick you don't use. Or
a receipt. Don't ask what he's doing with it.
Yeah, or a girl that works at a Walgreens that you don't know is in your wallet. And I take her out and I fuck her and I put her back. You don't know that she was even there in the first place. Do you know? Is that me being dishonest? No, because you don't know.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, it is.
How? You don't know. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying, Joe?
It's dishonest if there's an agreement that you would not do that or tell.
What's this agreement? Who's this agreement? When do you sit down at a round table and have a fucking contract that you slide back? Are you talking about marriage?
It is assumed.
Well, within marriage.
No, not just marriage. In a relationship.
But in marriage, there is a agreement that is not even unspoken that you be faithful to the other
person. That's like
unless you talk about it. And then I'm like, do your thing.
But that's like before God. What if you don't care what the big man upstairs
I'm not talking about God or not God. I'm saying between the two. Right. Suppose I was a dude or a chick and I'm like, listen, monogamy's not for me.
You're definitely
it's
one
hard
of them.
For me. Just
you gotta pick one.
Okay. I'm a girl.
Yes.
And I get into a relationship and I say, hey, monogamy's not my thing. I'll probably be mostly faithful, but maybe once a year, once every 2 years. I'm going to slip up because I don't want to see just one dick.
Whoop. That's her slipping onto a dick.
But I don't want to have to tell you. You don't have to tell me. Let's keep it, you know, let's not make it messy.
Let's not cause a scene here at the Applebee's.
I got the fix right now. This is Tinder, okay? Everyone should have Tinder. In your relationship, after 30 years, you go on Tinder.
You're so stupid.
And if you match, you just know you still got it. You know, I still got it.
That's a great bad romantic comedy. Yeah. We matched again on Tinder after all these years.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're
Robert Redford, Diane Lane. They match again on Tinder. Yeah, they match again on Tinder.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're in a relationship. 30 years later, you're still in that relationship, but you're on Tinder looking for other chicks.
Perfect.
So you're matching with other chicks.
Or you're just got your head up on a swivel looking for other chicks. You know what I mean?
Robert
you're in a restaurant
Redford.
Being like, I love you. We've been married for 1,000 years. Anyways. And you're looking around at the salad bar, at the other tables, at the fucking front door, at the hostess.
You love Applebee's.
Yes, but you're not matching
with
them.
Yeah, I've never.
If you match with them, you're like, I still got it. Still got it. 6 years old, still got it.
But what if you go, I matched again, you go, ah, fuck! Another 30 years of this fucking person.
You don't have to date them. You just keep matching.
What about
in your head, marriage is this thing where you're locked and trapped? Like every
get out.
No,
every...
I'm saying 30. No. I can be with somebody until I'm dead, literally, the same human being. But I'm saying, do you got to fuck the same person?
No.
Till the end of time. Thank you,
but
Nick.
But you should be honest with that person about what you
honesty.
Want.
Here we go again with this goddamn fucking beautiful word that you keep throwing out here.
So it's are how
you
you're willing... supposed to live. You're supposed to be honest and authentic.
It's not how you're supposed to live. You can't tell me how to live.
You'll feel better.
Get into a marriage or whatever, some type of like long relationship situation, and at the beginning say, we're allowed to fuck other people?
Who's this girl?
Whoever you want, your girlfriend, your future wife, whoever it is.
Sit down and go, and I'm my age right now,
mm-hmm.
and sit down and go, okay, we're going to get married. We're going to fuck other people.
Yeah.
No.
So then what you're saying is
that's
you
wrong.
Won't
it's wrong
you
to
won't
pretend.
Agree. Yeah, you won't agree to some type of situation where you can be with other people. So you'll be in this monogamous thing, but you're cool with sneaking out to cheat. Like that's
no,
where
no. I'm saying there's a countdown. I'm saying okay, here's what.
So at 35 you go, yep. "Yes! Woo!"
Yes. And that's what I can agree to. If I get married to somebody today and I go, "Look, we're going to have a beautiful 29. We're going to have a great 29 year run. Our kids are going to be great. They're going to go to college, but I'm telling you, as soon as we hit year 30, I'm taking this dick out and I'm swinging it at other people."
What that means is that the first 7 years are good and then right around year 8 you're like, "Fuck."
If you say that, if you say that, that's fine. If you say that and you're like, "Hey, this is my deal." I'll be,
you know
blah, blah, blah,
why too? It's good.
And then
because
I'm gonna swing my dick around, and she's like, "I'm still in."
They're gonna think you're.
This.
Well, they're gonna
yes.
say
would
they're
you be
in
down?
Because
no,
no. Here's
no,
why
maybe.
You'd be down,
but no, no.
Kate, here's why you'd
thing.
Be down.
No, first of all, if I got married and I personally didn't want to fuck the person anymore, I'd probably leave. Like I probably
I'm not talking about not wanting to
he's,
fuck
he's
them.
Not saying, he's just
I'm saying them
other
and other people. You're in your 60s
I bring it up
now.
To the person. I'd be like, "Hey, are we?
When can
we
fucking do cocaine without goddamn problems on our back? You know what I'm saying?" When can you just be dipping and dabbing with the fucking dip
sure,
dabs?
For sure, but there's no way that you agree to that, and then like you're happy up till that day. Like it's not. Like,
well, nothing's. You're not gonna be. You're gonna be up and down, ebbs
no,
and flows.
No, but if you agree to that in the beginning, if you go, "Hey, you're 35, we get to fuck other people." There's no way for the first 35 years you're gonna be like, "Oh, I totally like only fucking you." Though every
no,
day
you
is
would
gonna
be
filled
you would
with
count,
this like,
you would,
"I can't
mark,
wait to
yeah,
fuck
but you'd mark
else.
It off like a fucking like you're in prison. You know what I mean?
Exactly, you're
but
in prison.
Nothing,
that's
still
the metaphor.
These people.
You just use the metaphor. You're in
prison. I wouldn't want to be with a dude who thought of being with me as prison. Right,
no, it's not. Do you see what I'm saying? You fuck other people, but you still fuck that person too. Right. At 35 years, you make a goddamn agreement that you're not going to die with the same vagina you went
into. As long as you made that agreement with the person, then do your thing.
Right.
Honesty again. Are we bringing honesty back
honesty.
Into this?
Honesty. Honesty is the best policy.
Honesty is a disgusting word. Worst word in the English language. I'd rather hear cunt on a daily basis.
I don't know. That's a rough one.
It's a bad one, yeah. Apologize to the listeners all over the world. Nobody likes that. Except England. England, I don't apologize to you because you're fine with it.
Australia, they love it too.
Commonwealth, buddy. Canada's not fine with it, randomly enough. And we're part of the Commonwealth, but nobody likes cunt there. The word.
You guys don't like... You guys are really nice.
I think it depends on the context. Like I'm friends... You know, like Jay and Eitan, they say it all the time. Doesn't bother me. But if someone with real anger was like, you're a fucking cunt, ooh, that would offend me.
Wouldn't it just bother you that they were saying something offensive to you, though? Like, this is... Hang on, I don't like when people are like, oh, I can't believe you called me. Like, a girl snapped at me once because I called her a cunt, but every sentence leading up to that was like, I want you to understand that you're a terrible person. You're not nice. You treat people the wrong. None of that bothered her.
No,
and then
no,
I said cunt,
it.
And she
no,
was
no,
like,
no.
Oh my God!
All of that would hurt me. If someone's really looking at me being
that
like,
shit
you're
should
a terrible
hurt you more.
Person,
that
would,
should hurt you so much more.
That would hurt my
more.
Feelings for sure.
What if you just ran the 35-year thing by as like a joke? What if you were like, look, we're getting married today. It's going to be so great though in 35 years when we start sleeping with other people.
And is that like in your vows?
100%. 100%. In front of their family. And everybody's laughing. They're like,
altar.
Oh, he doesn't mean that. 100%. And then
through
at 35 years,
health.
At 35 years, you 35. Get up and you open the garage door and you're like, born to be wild. And you know what I mean? You drive away into
that
the
sunset.
That
sounds like a fucking 1970s.
I hope
it's older than me.
Never
it's
get
way
married.
Older than
music
me.
Video.
Way older
for
than
your
me.
Wife's sake.
Buddy, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about over there, okay? My wife's going to have a great 35 years, and then an even better 30 years
she's
after
gonna
that.
She's going to have a great, like, 9 years, and then after that
what's
you're
what's wrong
gonna...
with even a great 9 years? Yeah,
but agree to that up top. Don't promise her 35, and then most of it sucks because you want
to
fuck Linda.
You're trying to promise life.
Linda.
I'm
no,
saying
I'm
35 years. In
I'm
your
not
terms
promising
of marriage,
shit. This is this is over.
This is 22
Can
and
we,
done
wait,
with
wait,
fucking
wait.
Relationship.
Let's just, hold on. Let's just agree that, first of all, most marriages end way before 30, whatever.
Oh,
most
yeah.
people can't even make it like 10, which I get. Relationships are hard.
I can't even fathom that right now in my this stage of my
to
life.
To be
fathom
with someone
what?
For like 10 years?
For 10 years, I can't even like fathom that.
My
I don't
parents
know how
were married
time.
For 16 years
maybe
wow.
before they divorced. I'm pretty sure the marriage was fun. The party. The wedding was fun.
The rest of it, they hated.
And then it was just like... Eh,
downhill.
Eh.
I was with someone for 5 years and it was pretty good. But I actually didn't want to... I wasn't attracted to him. That's a harsh thing to say. I wasn't in the mood to have sex like the last year and a half.
That's way well, more. That's way harsher.
That's the definition of not
exactly.
being attracted.
I'm not attracted to you. Oh, I'm sorry to hurt your feelings. I just really don't feel like opening my vagina to your thing.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
They're both
but
bad.
That's what happened. It just... I just... And I convinced myself that that's just what happens, like in a relationship. I was like, oh, you're with anyone for that long. You just don't want to.
Yes.
But I don't know if that's actually true. I just, I wasn't in
yeah,
love
I,
anymore.
I don't know. I can't even think about that.
Who
like,
knows?
Like in 10 years? Jesus Christ.
It's
for
a long time.
20 years? Like, I think about 23 years. People married for 23 years. I've been alive that long. It's a long fucking time. One person?
Right. People, I mean, it's hard to believe
it's
because
crazy,
I'm a very old dusty man, but people have been married as long as I've been alive too.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which was when the Titanic sank. I was and born the
that,
day
maybe
that ship
that will
went
come.
Down.
Maybe
were
that
you
will
born
come.
On the Titanic?
I was born on the Titanic. I was with the band. They wouldn't leave. They delivered me, and then we finally got off.
Aw.
Uh huh.
You made it
it's
to
beautiful.
Shore in a violin.
Wait, so like
yes.
women and children? I thought they
women and children. And then as I was coming out, they were like, "No, we said children," and they pulled a guy off and then put me in his spot. He fucking died.
I'm
which
sure he
thankfully,
did. I'm sure he did.
And then
fuck him.
I lived. And here we are today.
Titanic baby.
Is it safe to say that the reason we have like a propensity towards like? Monogamous
science,
what?
Man.
SATs.
I know.
All
Jesus
over
Christ.
Oh my God.
I'm liking.
Fine.
I like the art. No, like,
my
no.
God, man. You're losing so many viewers here.
You're right.
I
I'm
like
sorry.
Very perpendicular. What are we talking about here?
Think wilding out.
You fucking
go.
Dumb assholes. Fuck you guys.
What? Think Nick Cannon.
I said propensity,
go.
And your impression of me was perpendicular. You fucking.
Yo, I'm 100%
dumb.
With you. I'm 100% with you.
No, you're
and you want
right.
to go to the beach
right.
with these fucking
you're
words? Right. Who are you going to hang out with? The fatties, that too. And you're going to really hate yourself then.
You know what? I take it all back. Let's just get into dicks and asses.
Woo! Air horn.
So
air
sorry.
Horn.
What was that?
No, I don't care anymore. I'm done. You beat that part out of me. Let's talk about...
We broke them down.
Sweaty balls and...
Music videos and tits, buddy. Glitter on tits.
I felt
tick glitter.
Some obligation to sensitivity because of you here, but it's a
Kate?
Little...
Kate, you're having a hard time. You're like,
I'm trying to balance the world.
You talking about old rugged tits Kate over here? She's rugged fucking hard. Tits. She's harder than anybody at this goddamn table. The woman had a baby.
But she's trying. You can see her. She's
tits.
Trying to go, well,
old
what
mountain
if,
mountain tits.
No, I know. It's a hard listen. You don't
it's
know who
losing,
to cater
it's
to.
It's a losing battle.
I understand what
I
you're
can't,
doing.
I don't know what to, I don't know who to be.
You go
today.
With them.
You just be Nick, man.
I don't know who to
you
be.
You look deep inside, and if those are the words you want to use, fine.
Yeah, we're just here to make you claim who you really are. Figure out more about yourself.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, Jack Thriller doesn't want to talk to you, but that's fine. Here we are.
Have you... You've only been, you haven't even been with Sammy a year, right?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's not like.
Yo, what was your guys' agreement? 2 years? 3 years? Then you yeah. start fucking other people?
Yeah.
Got you. So you're 1 year in, but you're almost there. One more year. 365 more days.
When you got, what
get an
is,
advent calendar.
Is it like a, it's a monogamous relationship?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you find it difficult to be monogamous or no?
No. Not, I mean, no, I don't.
What do you throw it away for, though?
Do you mean like what situation? Like
I think that was
meets,
too MTV, like, Nick.
Like Sofia Vergara kind of a situation.
Man, you'd be a great manager.
Not that MTV. A little less MTV.
You're on MTV
go,
2.
Go MT. MT.
MTV 2.
Because that sense is just so funny. Like, what do you,
we
what
need
do you
guy code.
In?
You're at Real World.
Exactly. Yes. Scale it all the way down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So you mean throw away what? Why does he stay in a relationship? Like, what do you mean?
Like,
Are you saying like at what would make you want to throw away that monogamous relationship?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what kind of a
go,
girl or what
I,
situation?
When I stop caring if she broke up with me, like, I always think about like if she broke up with me and I really cared about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day that I'm like, if she broke up with me, I probably wouldn't give a shit. Then I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Very smart cares. Way to gauge it.
But I wouldn't be like, right now, I'd be like, if she broke up with me, I'd be fucking upset. So I, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like, I have no urge.
But is that
to, like,
because you still you
want to
like win?
That. Huh?
Is that because you want to win? Like, you want to be the first person to be okay with it being over? You know what I mean?
No, no. It's not because of that. I'm just like happy right now. I'm like, she's like great. We haven't had any problems whatsoever. But, you know, it is early. I realize that. Like, we're not even at a year. You know what I mean? So, I mean, yeah.
You guys are
fucking...
a good fit, though. I feel like you guys get along really well.
6 months
oh, yeah,
in?
We do.
No, but you're at least giving
Eight?
It a shot.
Seven,
I mean, he
eight?
Gave up. You've been single for 3 years, so that means your last relationship was when you were 19.
It's over for me.
Yeah, you gave it away real early.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I was 13 when she killed me. She got me good. She went away to summer camp, never came back.
After Camille left, it's been tough. It's been tough. I love cops that are just
yeah.
over it.
Totally. It's been a long fucking winter.
I got two fucking
you know?
Kids at home, all right? I don't need your shit, Rodriguez.
You write the parking tickets today. I'm not getting out of the fucking cruiser. What the fuck were we just talking about before that?
I don't know.
Before what?
MTV. The way that things are going right now, it's got to be all beeps and honks, right?
Beeps and honks.
We got to turn this whole podcast into fucking when Bay says.
Ugh.
Or when Bay is.
Oh, I hate
or when
that
Bay
word.
Does. Me too. But that's what we got to make this podcast. If it could be a whole hour of when Bay be like you opening your dick. You know what I mean? And the fucking, and you got a picture.
Opening your dick.
You got a and then it's a picture of like, ah, your face is like, don't open my dick. It doesn't go that way. If we just turn the whole thing into... I'm talking MTV here, guys.
All right, we're on hashtag dick openings.
That's what I'm talking about. Full
hey, kick
new
us
show.
Off. What's hot on the streets with the kids today?
Hashtag dick kicks.
Dick kicks.
Kids running around, kicking each other in the dicks.
I just found out today what a fuckboy is. That's another
fuck boy,
word.
Classic.
I was like, what is a fuckboy?
Classic,
boy?
Coming up now at 6 p.m. That's hilarious.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about fuckboys.
You're not going to want to go anywhere, folks. We're going to be back. We're going to be talking about fuckboys.
And fuckboys, dangerous or not? Tonight at 6.
What's with their jeans? Am I right? That fucking
that's
word.
Hilarious.
I hate that shit. Like, people who sound like the internet in real life.
Yeah.
I was just talking about
exactly
it the other
what you
day.
Mean.
Like, people who just, like... Like, nowadays, I think, like, all these kids, they talk in, like, templates. There's, like, this is the sentence, and just switch out these two words, and, like, I just fucking hate it.
Yep.
I'm like, you fucking suck.
Yeah. Talk like a human
problem.
Being.
Yeah, like, just have an opinion. Don't be like, oh, but that table dough. I'm like, okay, right. You fucking just suck.
That's my problem with bae is that you bae learned dough. That bae word. Awful. So when you call somebody bae, you're not actually expressing how you really feel about them. You're expressing how you were told to express
it. It's so fucking...
You would never call somebody that.
This is a deep...
You're just retweeting.
He went science again, but I let this one go. No, this one was good. This one was good.
I can't.
This one was good. This one was good, man. This one was good, man.
I'm going back to the cup.
No!
I'm going back to the cup.
It's in a fucking lug, goddamn kid.
My goddamn kids.
I saw so many of my
friends die. I got two fucking guys down on Mulberry Street working a beat right now. You think I need this? You think I need retweeting dicks, all right?
No, but it's true. People just sound like they're retweeting in person.
What's that other thing that people like to do? I personally am not a big fan of memes. When people do like the... But when it's like a picture of somebody...
It's comedy.
When it's like
do-it-yourself comedy.
Sure. But you know, when somebody, it's like a picture of somebody falling down a flight of stairs, right? And fucking their dick's getting ripped right off at a combine or whatever. And that's like when your boss says you gotta stay an extra 10 minutes. Yeah, you know what I mean? I always hate
a lady.
So much.
A lady falling down, and that's a real picture. That's a real lady
and
that is
like,
hurt.
Yeah, when your boss says you gotta stay, and it's like somebody's head cracked open to the sidewalk, and you're supposed to be like, that's hilarious. But I'm always like, what the fuck are we doing here? Yeah,
it's so a way bad. To make everybody feel the same feeling. Uh-huh. It's like this is the badge of sadness.
Yes,
and then everybody. Show this so we all feel the same.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
so
yeah.
I have to say though, I'm guilty of like the fat Jewish on Instagram. Are you on it? You're on Instagram. Like I like some of those. I have to say
some of them are good jokes, but
yeah,
most
of them
are
funny. But like,
I don't know anything about
a
it,
lot
Tash
of them
Jewish.
Are just the same thing, but a different variation. It's just annoying. Things that are like new and funny, like clever things. It's like this is funny, but just to be like it's just one picture with just different words on it.
Yeah,
I'm over it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's not funny.
Yeah, that's the same. A woman falling down a flight of stairs, her dick's getting ripped off. Caption, I'm over it. Perfect.
Right.
Back in.
Yeah, or it's like any picture of anything bad, it's like a bunch of kids starving and like whatever. Mondays. Like what the fuck? No.
Oh, yeah.
Or
that little dancing
the
kid.
Mondays,
the little
the
dancing
Mondays
kid.
One.
It's a so photo bad. Of a real person that we all know is ugly, and then somebody captions it like... Pussy smelled so bad, had me. And then it's a picture of a guy's actual face.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then it's and now that person is seeing that meme like
some of
that's
those haircut
my real
ones.
Face.
Oh my it's like God, the bad haircut awful. Ones. You're like, yo, the haircut's already bad. The jokes. What the fuck are the jokes for? We see the hair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When it's just like where it's like, what happened to his head? And it's like his head's obviously fucked up. You didn't even need to write that. We could say
what
that.
Happened to that head, though, bae?
Yeah.
Bae, doe, bae.
Retweet.
Retweet bae dope. When retweeting bae's like I'm going to favorite instead of retweeting, you're all like my dick hurts dope.
But Nick, I know you don't want to say, but I liked what you were saying about when you're using that word, it's not even like real affection for that person.
No, because
like,
you learned how to you
it's
learned
internet affection. It's right. Like it's like an emoticon,
right? Because you wouldn't be saying bae unless you wanted other people to see you using it. Otherwise, you'd go, I really love you, and it makes me feel nice.
Karen,
to
Karen
you.
Or whatever your
right.
name is, yeah.
But you say no, bae because it's like, look, I have a bae. I have a bae. Like, look, everybody, see that I have one.
Am
bae,
I cool bae. Yet?
Right.
So but I bet you there are relationships, probably younger, where they well maybe more. Yeah, probably your guys' age or younger in high school. Where they call
yes.
people bae.
Yes.
Like that, instead of calling them babe or whatever, it's like, bae.
No, if you say
bae,
you don't love the person.
No.
You don't.
That's
you
fact.
Do not. You absolutely don't.
Unless you don't love.
Like or you don't love yourself.
Way, like, yeah, you don't love your bae. That's
you
just, you don't love your bae.
My girlfriend will never say that word unless, like, she'll say it and then just stare at me and wait for me to get upset. Like, she knows that I'm like, that's fucking retarded.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's a stupid.
You're
fucking...
not a real person if you're using
you're
the
not.
Word.
Yeah,
bae.
Like, or remember, any of dude, those words. Like, you're just like, come
you're,
on.
You're
trending, just but not on the internet. You're just like trending with the person.
Yeah, it's so your bae. Nicknames.
Hey,
for bae. Your
hashtag
girlfriend.
In love.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Yeah,
but bae doe, why
bae
you doe. Sucking that other dick, bae?
You're
yo.
Just hating. That's another thing. People just like haters, like. No, you're just
no, you
shitty.
Suck.
Like, yeah,
you
just,
it's impossible
you suck.
To hate on a bagel. You know what I mean? It's impossible. But sometimes I've been like, I don't like this kind of bagel. Somebody's like, hater. I'm like, how the fuck do you hate wheat? Right. You can't. Like, it's not.
Well, they try, it's like a way. It's a way to hip hop-fy everything. Like Obama facing a lot of haters. No, that's Republicans. That's not. That's not haters.
Yeah, it's not. That was funny.
He's like not like he's not wearing dope shit. Like he, they don't agree.
That's what was funny
him.
On like CNN when they started doing that. When like you'd see Larry King or Anderson Cooper going like, all right, we're gonna give a shout out to.
Right.
Like what the fuck are you talking about? You
Harlem's
know?
Not watching. They don't. It's like
Dipset's dead, dude. They're not. They're actually back.
That's so funny. Obama's haters like no, those are Republicans.
That was good.
It's so true. There's like people like you can't tell anyone anything nowadays. Like, if you call them out on their bullshit, they're always just like, yeah, you're a hater. I'm like, no, I'm observing.
I'm disagreeing.
You.
But also, it's also, yeah. If you just go, yeah, I hate that. I hate that. Well, you're a hater. Okay.
Yeah, you're allowed
why
to hate
can't
stuff.
I fucking hate that? Hates are real.
Everyone hates something during the day. It doesn't make
before,
you a hater.
Before you
it's
guys,
a human emotion.
Before you guys were born, you were allowed to hate things. What? When were you born? You were born in the 90s? 94?
92.
So in the 90s, if you were like alive in the 90s and walking the earth, you could fucking hate stuff. You were well fucking allowed.
It was great.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, I know this is corny, but like your positive anger podcast, it's kind of along that. Like you're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to hate some things. It doesn't make you a hater or make you an angry person. There are some angry people like internet trolls, the people who purposely spend their whole day just like
I don't even think
hilarious.
They're angry.
Yeah, those people are funny.
What do you think
some,
they're doing?
Some of them are funny, and some of them are just trying to be funny. Right. They're like they have no like real anger. They're just like this is going to be funny. Like people
yeah,
can read this.
Guys that really are racist aren't like I'll get them from YouTube. Like they're out on the front lines.
Right, they're fucking you know? Outside like trying to beat up
Kenny Chesney concerts. those front lines. Is what you're talking about?
The police force.
Yeah, right.
No, one time I got a really
no idea.
It just riffs Applebee's
Walmart.
For everything and it works. it's always a good tag.
Always a good tag.
That's how shitty of a place Applebee's is.
Applebee's works across the. I was beating my wife at Applebee's. Like it's just a whole thing. Fucking.
I went to Applebee's to beat my wife the other day. They're cool with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. They said another appetizer, sir.
Smoking or not smoking? Is there room in the beating your wife section? Do you guys have a
and
booth?
The jalapeno poppers. We'll take a couple of those. And I'm going to pop her in the eye. Jalapeno pop her in the eye. You know what I'm talking about. Anyways, in the 90s, you were allowed to hate stuff. 2000s, you were allowed to hate stuff, too.
Yeah, you were a little bit.
And then
it was
stopped.
Not until recently. I would say
four or five years, something like that. Like I would even say three.
I would say 3 years. All of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, no, now everyone's a winner.
Is that your Kate impression?
Kate, yes.
That's your Kate impression.
Everyone's a winner.
Honesty,
as long as they try.
N-E-S. T-Y.
I hate to break it to the world. Some people suck.
Yes.
And some people don't.
True. Some bays are garbage and
you
some tits
just,
are bad, though.
It's bad to just tell people that. To be like, if you try, that's it. That's all that matters.
Yeah, Kate.
I don't
somebody.
Say no.
But that's how that's society
how
is
but now. But I definitely, I will agree that I don't, I would never want to say, like, you're a piece of shit. Like, I think we all can do good stuff if we want to.
I think everybody's good for somebody, but not everybody's good for you personally.
Of course,
I
agree.
There's definitely people on the earth that are good for somebody out there, even if they're a criminal piece of garbage.
There are
people that are like another criminal piece of garbage, you know what I mean?
Are you saying that like it works out mathematically that like everybody has somebody?
Not specifically one person. I mean, like, if you walk around and you're like, I'm a racist bag of garbage, there's other people like you. You
know
what I'm saying?
For sure.
But I mean, there's people that I'm going to like that you're not going to like because they're just not good people for you.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
no,
I
take that stance. Like, I don't have a ton of friends. Well, like, a lot of people rub me the wrong way or don't feel like we vibe.
But you
got to
go the other
them.
Route of like, well, they just haven't found their star.
I have best friends that
they
hate
just haven't
other
found
best
their rock. You know what I mean? They just haven't found their fucking.
They just need to buy more crystals.
Exactly. They haven't found their satin sheet that floats them onto the goddamn planet of Zoltar or whatever. But you can just easily go, that person's trash, and move the fuck on to back to your table at Applebee's.
Yeah.
That might have saved me a lot of relationship pain.
It's okay to do that. I don't know why everyone's so fucking sensitive. You're allowed to go, that fucking sucks. He sucks. That's it.
The best case of this is Nick is allowed to hate all the fatties at the fucking beach.
Here's the thing. Calling somebody a hater is a quick way to make them feel like they're wrong about having a valid opinion that you don't like. So if you go like, oh, man, fuck that thing. And I'm like, oh, you're just a hater. You feel that thing, but I'm making you feel like an asshole for feeling it, even though it's
they're
probably
trying to, like,
fun.
Invalidate your opinion.
Exactly.
It's also a way to not ever have any kind of argument about anything. Or there's no, like, discussions anymore about
a
thing.
Yeah,
like,
hater.
You
can't escape that label.
Argument. You're just
there's
like,
nothing to say.
Well,
you're salty.
Just hating, and that's
you're salty.
Yeah, if you're like, I don't like Drake, and somebody's like, you're a hater, you're like, okay, well, that's the end of that.
Yeah,
there's nothing left to say.
I guess I'm wrong for not liking it.
And back to the other thing that's interesting is I feel like one of the things I had is I would date these dudes who, instead of me just being like, oh, he's a trash person, I'd be like, but he's got a beautiful soul and he had a bad childhood.
No, it's
so I'm
going to
pull out.
Yeah,
and then I took abuse until I finally was like, oh, I literally, I write poetry. Sometimes I call it romanticizing dirt, where I'd look at a pile of dirt and be like, but it could be sand if you just look at it at a certain angle.
That's such a bad idea.
You know what? You know what you're being there, Kate. You're hating on yourself.
But Kate,
oh,
listen,
right.
No high fives.
Put your hand down.
Listen, I do. this is gonna sad. Sound. This is gonna sound harsh, but I don't
Hashtag
care.
Sad face.
This sounds harsh, but I don't
when
care.
When Bay makes you sad.
I don't care how you were brought up or if you had a bad childhood or whatever. If you're a shitty
Take
person, you're a shitty person.
I agree.
I
agree 100%.
Because if you had a bad childhood, I'm not going to give you a pass.
Right.
There's people who've had bad right. childhood, and look where they are. They've done amazing yeah. things.
When are you
you're
accountable?
You're shitty? I'm going to be like, you suck.
But you can still
That's
have
it.
Compassion for that person while not having them in your life. You don't have to be like, you suck, you're a piece of
but
shit.
What is
no one will ever like you.
What kind of
you
compassion?
Could just be like,
what kind, why do I have
understanding
to? Understanding
that,
have,
like.
No, I don't.
You should start at apathy for all people. And then if people do enough good things to make you go, yeah, actually, you're good. I support what you do and
like
who you are.
Like, they have to earn a spot
absolutely
in your life.
I don't just like people off the bat. Fuck it.
But I agree
why?
With you. I agree. I mean,
really,
everyone, like
everyone you, gets a fair shot.
Why
everyone
would you
gets
go
a fair shot? But
yeah,
it's easy to get
you have to earn it
thrown away though.
Nick, fuck. I feel like you were a part of a war that nobody else knew happened. And you saw a lot
That's
of people die. And then you came back and were like, fuck everybody!
Because his wife died. Like, he's like, I'm over it. I can't
You're asking
change.
For it, dearie.
Well, and then it's a yeah, it's a picture of like
of
DJ, and it's like when all when you see all these people, yeah, the war of yeah, some fucking far off land.
Nobody else knows about that war.
But no, man. Yeah, I mean, I generally like people, I really do. Until you know, you meet, I can't deal with like fake people. Really, that one for me is yep. like the one that I easily shut down. But other than that, I'm pretty, I like people. Not all people. I'm not saying that, but I start off being like, "Yeah, this person's probably okay," and then you're like, "Oh,
my,
they're not." They're
and
garbage.
Then if they disappoint you, or not even just disappoint
human
you,
human trash.
Yep.
But I say human trash. I'll go right to human trash and never talk to that person again.
Yeah. Well, along with that fakeness, I think our big thing is accountability and self-awareness. Like, those are the two things that if I think somebody has, I'm like, even if you're kind of shitty, like, a lot, my friends are all comedians. So many of my friends are like, do really shitty stuff.
Comedians are the worst people on the planet.
Right, but we know what we're doing and we try harder, so I'm like, yeah, I'm on your team. But if you're just like a fucking dick and you're like, everything around me is making, yeah, fuck you. Like, when is it about you?
Oh, sure. If you walk around being like, I hate all people, you're like, okay, you want to be I Am Legend and fucking walk through the mall by yourself? No, you right. don't. You want to live on an island?
A dog that eventually dies? Do you want to do that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's the saddest part in the whole movie.
Didn't see the movie. I just know what it is.
Well,
guys,
died.
we have to wrap this up.
Where? With what? What are we... This is another 7 hours we're doing. We're getting back to the beach.
Oh, man, I hate the beach.
How fat do they have to be?
Okay, right. Anyway, Nathan, where can they follow you?
For you to look at them, Nick, and go, oh, God.
Nathan.
Can you cut that from the podcast? Like, I'm being dead serious.
It's fine.
It's so not. Fun. There's somebody who's like, they're not even that fat, but they're like,
how about we start with like, you, Nick, where can they tweet their anger at? Where can the haters find you?
Go to Twitter at IHateFatties.
Doe.
It's a fan page.
Didn't land.
Bam, bam, ba, bam.
My Twitter handle is at Mr. Nick Callas. That's MRNICKCALLAS.
And that's kind of interesting. You're like a callous dude and your last name's Callas.
Hate your guts.
You ever think of that?
Hate your
guts. You ever think of that?
Hate your guts.
You ever think of that?
Hate
you. You ever think of that, though? You ever think of
Tell me, please. Have you ever thought of that?
Okay, so
Nathan,
where can
they find
where
you,
can they
Nate?
Follow you?
Hey, you know,
in a back alley, just
sucking dicks,
sprawled out in a fucking puddle with a newspaper over him.
Dude, yeah,
sucking
in an alley.
Dick is so funny, just
right?
All the time.
Right, listeners, do you hear me? All right, you can find me at Nathan McIntosh on Twitter. NathanMcIntosh.com. Also, just to say, you know, I mean, I have an album that's out, and I don't even care if you buy it. I mean, it's called I Wasn't Talking. And you can go to Spotify, listen to it for free. If you do that, just let me know what you thought of it, good or bad. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Actually,
thanks,
got
guys.
Some of the reviews right here. First one.
Fatties hated it.
It's not good.
It's
you
just guys
not good.
You guys can follow me at the Kate Wolf. And if you want a tarot card reading, you can email me personally at kwolf27@gmail.com. I do Skype tarot reading. So hit me up if
I got
you want
a reality
one.
Tarot reading. It was dope.
Yeah, I gave Nick one last week. I give Nathan one about once every 2 weeks.
12 hours.
Some
every
of you are
hours.
Wondering. Some of you are wondering if this is like a sexual innuendo. And it is.
I give Nate one every 2 weeks.
12 hours. I'm telling you. Every time I wake up, there's a tarot reading right there. It's a new day every day.
She's like,
he wouldn't know how to
lot
breathe.
A lot of moons today. A lot
of Chinese geishas.
Ooh,
in here.
A lot of death cards today. You might want to go back to bed.
Just call it quits on the day already.
Joe, where can they find you?
If you guys want to find me on Twitter, at Joe Santagato.
Joe Santagato.
I got nothing else. That's it.
Okay. That's a good cop name. We're all going to be on the beach. Am I right, guys?
That's a good cop name.
Santagato!
Santagato. Get out of here, Santagato!
Get out of here!
You blew up a gas station.
On the desk.
25
Yeah, I have to say,
years.
Nick, your cop voice, it's Bay. It's mad Bay.
Oh, ooh, now I hate you.
That sense doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense at all.
I'm not as old
Bay
as Kate.
Bay stands for before and after everything.
It's so Bay.
Oh, my God. The new thing, though, is like, this is me as fuck. I'm like, what does that mean? What does that mean? Ooh.
You mean like if I got a sausage muffin and I was like, yo, this is me as fuck right now.
Yeah, or this
like that's
this
a you a, thing to do.
Yeah, that's so you. This is me, or like a picture Ooh. Of you eating a McMuffin.
I would.
Like,
you would.
This is me.
You like, would.
I hate
someone
that.
Else. Clearly, it is someone else. It's ridiculous.
When people go, you would. If you do something, they go, you would. Well, I did. I did. I'm that. I'm every time I do something.
I told you the thing that I did, and then you said I would, and I'm telling you that it happened.
That's a nothing statement, you fucking vapid idiot. I hope you die.
Vapid. I love your vocabulary. I'm a big fan.
Come on.
Vapid. Oh, God. Let's end this before we get another.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.